Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Back here at WEEI Afternoons, coming up on our weekly chat here with Andrew Raycroft. Boston Bruins, currently tied for second in the Atlantic with 36 points, have a three-game winning streak, 6-4 in their last 10, plus 5 goal differential. They look like a, borderline playoff team, these Boston Bruins. Certainly don't look like a borderline number one overall pick team right now.
To me, Andy, and while we certainly are a ways away from the Stanley Cup playoffs, we have to always remember to brand it correctly. They look way better than I think any of us would have given them credit preseason. And then after the first couple of games, a couple of winning streaks later, and Marco Sturm and Morgan Geeky, one of the toasts of the town, really have the bees humming.
And they're getting healthy. I think they have found their stride. Ted and I were talking a little bit about it yet the other day. Just the big bad Bruins are actually kind of the big bad Bruins. And it's kind of working in the year 2025, which is
kind of snickered at.
Yeah, and I was surprising.
I was a little bit, I just, when Cam was talking that talk at the beginning of the season, that they were going to be, you know, gritty, tough, physical, grimy type team. I'm like, dude, come on, Cam, it's 2025. They don't want to play like that anymore. So it's been impressive to see the team that he envisioned and said it would be.
And they've gotten by with Pasta injured. He's back in the lineup playing with the third line, but he's back on the ice and healthy. And now Charlie McAvoy is being activated, apparently with some sort of steel plate in his jaw. Stiz, you were impressed by that?
These hockey players are a different breed.
Tougher than football, right?
I'm telling you, ask me when Ted leaves.
All right.
No, but yeah, they're crazy how tough they are.
Let's go to the guest line for our weekly chat with Andrew Razor Raycroft. Razor is brought to you by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Mr. Raycroft, how we doing?
Fantastic. How are you guys doing?
We're great. Are hockey players tougher than football players?
Different tough. Different tough.
good right? answer.
Like football guys, you know, we would probably, like, you're in a bar with football guys, hockey guys would try them, but the math and the size, we would be a little overwhelmed, but we also get hit with pucks. So, you might be able to take a few more. But no, the football and hockey guys, like Teddy probably has talked to, like, we respect each other in toughness. No one else is tougher than us. We know that.
No doubt.
We're the kings of the hill.
And I will say this. I think hockey, I think the Stanley Cup is harder to achieve than the Lombardi. I think it's a more difficult gauntlet of the playoffs. I mean, you got 3 7-game series before you even get to the Stanley Cup. That's insane to me. So from that standpoint, I think hockey's tougher than football. I do.
So Charlie McAvoy is activated. That's kind of where this came from, activated with apparently a plate of some sort in his jaw. Pasta gets back on the ice. Did the team get past these injuries, and are now they rounding into a healthy form at the right time here?
Yeah, I'd like to give it another week and let these guys ramp up to full health. Of course, Charlie's going to be a little rusty tonight dealing with the face. So let's say if they stay through this, through the rest of the road, give them the next two games on the road trip. If they get home and they're the same way, then yes, they've gotten through. Of course, they're 6-4. Without Matt, in the last 10 games, they've been able to keep their head above water. They've got the best record, guys. Since I saw this today, I hadn't really put much thought into it, but they have the best record in the Eastern Conference since their 7 of 8 losses in late October. So there's a lot to be said of how they've been able to do that without McAvoy and David for a pretty big chunk of that time.
And funny little factoid about the Bruins as well. Only one team in the NHL has no overtime losses. Your Boston Bruins, which is pretty telling as well. Just more, though, on the magical carpet ride that is Morgan Geeky this year. How does it ever come to be, Razor, that somebody can be several years into their career and not only just gradually improve, but like outright blossom into an all-around superstar like this?
It doesn't happen too often, especially anymore. The young kids come out and they're just superstars at 18, 19, the Macklin Celebrinis and the Connor Bedards of the world. So for Morgan, I think the situation for him has been, he's always been able to shoot it. He's always had great offensive instincts. He just hasn't been able to crack a top six. Whether it was in Seattle, when he first came to Boston, he would be on the top six sometimes, but I'm not sure if the teams he's been on and the coaches have really had conviction. I don't think Jim Montgomery really believed that he was a top six guy. And now, and since Montgomery left and basically the Bruins were in a situation last year when Morgan stepped into the top six in the end of November, where they were pretty desperate at that point. And he hit connection with David Pastrnak, who, of course, we know is the top five player on the planet. And when you get confidence and when you get chemistry with a guy like that, you can really show off your offensive abilities. I think that's what Morgan Geeky's done. He's taken that ability, and now everybody knows he has the hardest shot. He still had the hardest shot 18 months ago. He just wasn't able to let it rip. He didn't have enough opportunities, and now he's getting those.
Okay, Razor, I know it's still a ways away, the trade deadline, but I'm curious what you think, what part of this roster could be upgraded at the trade deadline, and why?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I think it's the back end. I think you've got huge contributions from Jonathan Aspero, from Victor Soderstrom just comes up. They've gone through the 10D that we've talked about. They've had big minutes and a great job from those guys. I think Unfortunately, though, when as I say that, I think there's 20 other teams that would say the exact same thing. So there's not a lot of guys out there, but that right-handed shot defensive still elusive. I think if they could find a way, I think if they were looking for someone at the deadline and they were in the position they are at that time still, I think you're looking for depth on the back end.
Andrew Razor Raycroft here on WEEI Afternoons. Frazier Minton, a guy they added at the trade deadline. The growth we've seen from him from then till now, what do you think of that? And do you think it's sustainable? Is there more room for more growth? What are your thoughts on Minton?
It's sustainable, and there's tons of more room. I think seeing him score two goals the other night, like, can he become a top six guy? Can he be a top six centerman where if you're that guy, you're required to get 55, 60 points minimum? I think a great example for him is Charlie Coyle. Like, he's easily going to be a Charlie Coyle, which is an unbelievable career, unbelievable player. But can he elevate offensively just a little more than Charlie to become that solid second line center? I think that's the one question I have. But without a doubt, his sustainability, his mind is going to bring him. If he isn't the second line, he's one of the best third line centers when he gets to his prime.
So Razor, seems as though when it comes to the Olympic rink, they're experiencing some delays with issues. There are issues with size, some construction delays. And it's December, and I'm already watching promos on NBC for the Olympics. So do you think this impacts the tournament? And how does the league feel about the fact that there are potential rink issues?
The league is not happy. The league is definitely not best friends with the IOC and the IIHF and all those governing bodies that we know are as corrupt as any organization in the entire planet.
More than FIFA?
They're right there. They're right there with those guys. And there's a lot of concern. There is a lot of concern. I think we've seen this over the years where this kind of panic happens and they paper mache the thing together and they get through the 2 weeks and you never think about it again. But what's added the wrinkle to this is somehow they screwed up the size of the ice. And I don't think that's not the complete game breaker that players won't go, but it just goes to show the ineptitude and the fact that the league has to deal with this doesn't sit well with them. And but the players are going to go. They want to go. They collectively bargain this. They want to go. I think the league would shut the whole thing down if they could right now. But for the players, this is an important milestone for the guys that can play.
All right, Razor, before we let you go, you know I love to put you on the spot and just ask for a prediction tonight. Winnipeg, what happens?
Ooh, well, Winnipeg's really struggling. No Connor Hellebuck. You talk about the USA starting goalie in the Olympics. It would have been nice to see Swayman and him go at it. Instead, we're going to see Korpisalo go on the road. He's 0-3 in his last three. I think he's good for a bounce back tonight. He's going to have a good start. He's been playing well. So I say, it's going to be low score. It's going to be low scoring, kind of a gross night, Thursday night, Winnipeg, let's say 4-2 with an empty netter, Bruins.
These are probably the toughest questions that he has to answer every time. I love it.
It's impossible.
It's hard.
Impossible.
I know.
Also, Razor, tonight apparently the Stadium Series alternate jerseys are being revealed for the Bruins and the Lightning. We know how much you love an alternate jersey. What are these going to look like? And also, whose idea was it to play hockey outdoors in Tampa?
Well, it's going to be, we were talking about the other day, it better be a little chilly down there. Cause we could have rink issues like they have in Milano right now down in Tampa in another 2 months as well. With alternate jerseys, my guess is the kids think they're awesome. I think better than Tampa's. How about that?
All right, I'll take it. I think I'm going to like it if it's bright. I like the orange Anaheim jerseys, so I'm
anything you would.
Bright. Yep, that's what I like. So, orange. Razor.
And they're right in time for Christmas, gang. Imagine how they did that. Walking right out of the gift shop at Walt Disney. Same idea.
Perfect. All right, Razor, enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy the week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Razor.
Love it, guys. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
See you, Razor.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.